For Pacifica Radio, I'm Eileen Alfandary. Donald Trump delivered an apocalyptic view of a country afflicted by crime and despair at home and humiliated abroad as he accepted the Republican Party's presidential nomination. Trump said he was the answer and Hillary Clinton was the problem.
After 15 years of wars in the Middle East, after trillions of dollars spent and thousands of lives lost, the situation is worse than it has ever been before. This is the legacy of Hillary Clinton: death, destruction, terrorism, and weakness.
As the crowd chanted, "Lock her up for her handling of U.S. foreign policy," Trump waved them off and said, "Let's defeat her in November." In his speech, the billionaire real estate magnate said he was on the side of the men and women who the economy and trade policies have left behind. Laying out his case against Clinton, Trump denounced the wars and so-called nation-building policies that were actually executed by former Republican President George W. Bush. Trump repeated his plan to build a wall along the border with Mexico.
We are going to build a great border wall to stop illegal immigration, to stop the gangs and the violence, and to stop the drugs from pouring into our communities.
The focus now shifts to Hillary Clinton and the Democratic Party. Clinton is expected to announce her vice presidential running mate within the next day. The Democratic Party convention begins on Monday. While much of the nation's attention was riveted on the Republican convention and the improbable nomination of Donald Trump as its nominee, anti-police brutality protesters took to the streets for a second straight day. Two protesters chained themselves to the doors of the Oakland Police Department as others rallied in support. A children and families rally also took place. Catherine Monahan reports.
My neck kind of hurts.
Sarah Raridan and her companion are draped in thick, heavy metal chains, but they're in pretty good spirits.
We currently have our next chain to the Oakland Police Department door. We're in downtown Oakland. We've been here since 9 o'clock in the morning. And we're standing in solidarity with Black Lives Matter.
As the rally leaves the police department and marches towards City Hall, a big group of children and families is coming to join it. Jan Overstreet is proud that his sons can march with them.
I teach them that it's individual voices that merge with other voices that make change. The only way you're going to do that is getting out there and meeting the people, not staying at home playing video games.
Caden Pagani is 8 years old.
And I gave my card to the police.
What did it say?
I want people to know that Black Lives Matter.
For KPFA and Pacifica Radio, this is Catherine Monahan in Oakland.
An African-American behavioral therapist who was trying to calm his client with autism who had wandered away was shot by Florida police even though he had his hands in the air and repeatedly told officers no one was armed. The moments before the shooting were recorded on cell phone video. Charles Kinsey told WSVN-TV from a hospital bed where he was recovering from a gunshot wound to the leg that he was baffled as to why the officer shot him.
When I went to the ground, I'm going to the ground just like this here with my hands up. And I'm laying down here just like this. And I'm telling him again, sir, it's no need for a firearm. I'm unarmed. He's an autistic guy. He had a toy truck in his hand. When he hit me, I'm like, I still got my hands in there. I said, no, I just got shot. And I'm standing there, so I'm like, sir, why did you shoot me? And his words to me, he said, I don't know.
The North Miami police chief said the investigation has been turned over to the Florida Department of Law Enforcement and the local state attorney. The WNBA has fined the Indiana Fever, New York Liberty, and Phoenix Mercury and their players for wearing black warm-up shirts in the wake of recent shootings by and against police officers. All three teams were fined $5,000. Each player was fined $500 for violating the league's uniform policy. Indiana Fever all-star Tamika Catchings, who's president of the players' union, says she was disappointed in the WNBA's actions. Catching said, instead of the league taking a stance with us where they tell us they appreciate our expressing our concerns like they did for Orlando, we're fighting against each other. The league was quick to give every team shirts in support of the Orlando victims in June, which the players wore. The NBA is moving the 2017 All-Star Game out of Charlotte because of its objections to a North Carolina law that bars local anti-discrimination protections for lesbian, gay, and transgender people. The league had expressed its opposition to the law since it was enacted in March.